As we lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Father, we thank you for this morning. We ask that you will speak to us. And as your word comes, Lord, you will move specially in our lives. You will bless, you will increase, you will change, you will transform. You will make a way where there is no way. And let your name be glorified in our lives throughout this month of May. In Jesus' precious name, we have all prayed. Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a tap and a small clap as you sit down. Amen. God richly bless you for coming. And I want you to know that God is here. Tell someone God is here.
God is here.
You don't need instrument to know that God is here. God is here with us. The Bible says where two or more are gathered, his presence is in their midst. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Tell somebody your life will never be the same.
Your life will never be the same.
Your career will never be the same. Your business will never be the same. And everything that concerns you, amen.
Amen.
Clap your two hands softly for the Lord. Amen. All right, so we are in our month of May, like we said, and we started a very, very important journey. This month of May, we are looking at how God will prosper us in whatever we do. The Bible says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. What that means is that God wants his children to do well. Tell somebody by you, God wants you to do well.
God wants you to do well.
With whatever you are doing in life, God wants you to do well. With whatever you are, whether you are a student, whether you are a worker, whoever you are, God wants you to do well in life. So I pray that may you never fail in anything that you do with your hands.
Amen.
If your amen is loud, the Lord will do it for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we are looking at how to do well with our career, with our jobs, with our businesses, or in our academic life. How do we do well? And then we said the number one foundation that will help us to prosper or break through in our businesses, in our career, and everything that we do is the foundation of divine partnership. That is, we partnering with God. We joining hands with God. We joining forces with God. We having God's involvement in whatever we are doing. Amen.
Amen.
If God is involved in what you are doing, you cannot fail. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Because when God is involved, he blesses you. When God is involved, he guides you. When God is involved, he favors you. When God is involved, he opens the windows of heaven. When God is involved, he protects and secures you. These are all the blessings you get when God is involved in what you are doing. Senyame kahua ushrao. Senyame kahua omaunya enimpa. Senyame kahua obie suroma ejumedia udino. Senyame kahua obie kwain etu bebi ekweni. Senyame kahua otrechle ukwain. Senyame kahua obo humbain. So I pray for you that from now to the end of the year, may God be involved in whatever you are doing. Say amen.
Amen.
I said, may God be involved in whatever you are doing. Say an amen.
Amen.
Lift up your hand and say, Lord, I need your involvement.
Lord, I need your involvement.
In all that I do
throughout
this year, so that I'll be successful. In the name of Jesus. If you love that, clap your hands for the Lord. Now, aside God's involvement, we said number two is the foundation of knowledge. Everybody say knowledge.
Knowledge.
Knowledge and skill is very, very important if we are going to succeed at what we do. Knowledge and skill is very, very important. Say, ebenya nimdiye, efa jumadiya, ya fatu yehun sono, ehunhiya, say, ebesi yenye wasa jumadiye nimwa. Say, unim, unim nimdiye, efa ejuma, uye nuhwa, ubedin kukuo wumu. If you don't have the right knowledge about what you are doing, you may not prosper in it. Because Bible says that for lack of knowledge, my people would perish. Because you don't know how to sell, you may not be able to make good sales. Because you don't know how to market, you may not be able to market well. Because you don't have the right knowledge, you may not be able to end up as the lawyer you want to be, as the nurse you want to be, as the pastor you want to be. You may fail at what you are doing because you lack the knowledge and the skill. And we explain that if you have the right knowledge, then you'll be able to apply the requisite skills. We said you must go for conferences, you must study to show yourself approved. We said you must go on the internet, the YouTube. It will teach you a lot of things that you are doing in your own life, in your own career. Whatever profession you have chosen for yourself, if you go to Google or to the YouTube, you will be able to learn new ways of doing things so that you will be competitive on the market. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Can I say, and then nimdiye aba. And to jumedie bi a wudino, I was say we shishye nimdiye a, ebema we diye ewumu. Uko internet soa, ubetime un videos, ubetime nya nimdiye a efa upamadia. Se si anu ye wakwanya efa supamadia nkofo ebe den, ebe ba. And your old styles, you must go for new styles. You must go for new ways of doing things. That is what we spoke about as the knowledge that we need to succeed. May everyone here be successful in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
But aside knowledge, number three, aside knowledge, today I'm going to speak to you about a very important thing. A very, very important thing. If you will break through in your career, in your ministry, in your business, in whatever you do with your hands as a student, if you are going to be successful, then you need this foundation also, what we call the foundation of diligence. Everybody say diligence.
Diligence.
That is hard work. Say hard work.
Hard work.
Now tell somebody, God will not do for you what you must do with your hands. Tell another person, prayer is not a substitute for hard work. Now, those of you who like the tree, catch an otunje and say, Nyami embe ye mao, niye wose wode wonsaye. There are things God can do for you, and there are things you must do with your own hands. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
There are things prayer can do for you. There are things hard work will do for you. You can't substitute hard work with prayer. In fact, if you are lazy, you can't even pray. But for you to pray and lock yourself in the room without taking pragmatic steps means you are a lazy person. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
I pray that this morning I'll still be your friend. You will not hate me. Because I'm about to do my things. I'm about to say things you won't like. I'm about to provoke somebody here. For a lot of you, you are your own enemies. That which in your house have retired on your case long ago, you have become your own enemy by your own laziness. How? You are lazy to the extent that small resources on you. You are destroying your own destiny. You are destroying your own shop. You are destroying your own career. You are destroying your own ministry with your own laziness. The witches have gone to rest. They realize that you are an enough enemy to yourself. They don't need to add up. Ask the one by you. Are you listening to Pastor? Utie ni asofo kanana. Utie. The way you are able to sleep and open your shop 10 o'clock a.m., you don't need a witch to stop you from progress.
Okay, okay.
You don't need a witch. The way you are always tired and you are always resting, you don't need a wizard to stop you from failing or to stop you from being successful. You will be a failure if you are not hardworking. If you are not hardworking. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes.
Romans chapter 12 verse 11. Romans 12 verse 11. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Not slothful in business. Not slothful in business. What does that mean? Not lazy in business. God doesn't want his children to be lazy in business. Tell somebody, don't be lazy in your work. Don't be lazy in your work. You are a student. Don't be lazy with your school work. Not lagging in diligence, but fervent in the spirit. Now, these are the things that God wants his children to have. Not just spirituality, but also hard work. Not lagging in diligence, not slothful in business, not lazy in your work. Aside you being fervent and you serving God, there are people who are serving God, yet they are lazy in their work. There are people who are trying to be fervent in church. They are all audacious in church. They are all busy, but they go to work and they are lazy. A false balance is an abomination to God. So life no balance in him one yamiso chi. Untimi nye oh debi alba sorry in so ye kwajufo we jumim. Yama we juma in koye. But debi otia sorry them a false balance. Say false balance. False balance is when you are always in church, yet you are the one carrying the class. You are either last or last but two. Meanwhile, every day you are in church. You say you are shepherd. You are fervent in the spirit. Yet you go to work and you are sleeping and your boss is always threatening to sack you. Bible says that don't just be fervent in spirit. Don't just be serving God, but also diligent in your business. Tell somebody, diligence in business. It is also the will of God for our lives. Proverbs 22 verse 29. Are you following me?
Yes.
Now, give me King James. Give me King James. Look at it. He says what? Everybody, you are reading with me. Everyone, look up to the screen. One, go. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before. Oh, are you reading? This King James. Oh, this King James. Start again. One, go. Seeth a man diligent in his business. In other words, do you see a man who is hardworking in his business? When you nipa, neni adiwe jumemu, are you hardworking? On your kwajufo, he says that he shall do what? He shall not stand before mean men. In other words, he will not stand before average people. His customers will be kings. His customers will be great people. Why? Because he's diligent at his work. That means that adia ebema wenya ni patitiru ediwaye jumano eye o hard working nature. Are you getting it? What will make you stand before kings? Eh? You can be a barber, but what can make you a barber for kings is what we are talking about. Hard work. You can be a fashion designer. But what can make you a fashion designer for great men who can pay you and your life will change is when you are a hardworking fashion designer, a hardworking hairdresser, a hardworking mechanic, a hardworking engineer. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Do you see the students that you see on National Science and Maths Quiz? They are students like you. They pay the same school fees. But what will make the world watch you? What will make you receive an award and be taken to the castle or to the presidential palace that you are a good mathematician or a good science student is when you are diligent. Otherwise, you'll just be a normal student. Some of you speech and prize giving day, you've never gotten an award before all your life from kindergarten. to SHS 3. There's no speech and prayer that yaya bolding. Like yaya bold. Oh, papa bet now bone say man of one mother. Me that kind of thing. I've told me my bone say me mo be bow. Oh, fashia me ma. Me be fed all. Me my bone say mo be ba. School fees nani panchai and a senior uchai. So if you are my child and I'm coming for speech and prayer, give me the first question I ask you is that, what are you collecting? Anytime I'm going for people graduation and other things, the first question I ask is that, what are you getting? When I come to clap for other people. Now I get what I'm saying. Or I'm coming to clap for you. Because I'm too busy to come and sit down and watch strangers collect titles. And my own person is sitting. Yeah, poor and I'll be changing your mind. Shame on you. Shame on you. You have organized refreshments. You didn't collect any award. You have organized refreshment. If I were you, I'll be fasting. For putting your parents to shame that they came for your graduation, you took nothing. Now, I was not privileged to have my parents come for my graduation. But I was always part of the top. Like, it's either I'm taking 3, or I'm taking 4 out of the collection. But no mother, no father was there. But I collect. That's why I told myself that if I did that without a mother or a father coming for my graduation, I'll not go and watch somebody's graduation and clap for the person who took nothing. I get what I'm saying. But how will you stand before kings? How will your business, how will the kings come and say that, oh, we like your local fufu, like we want to come. Do you know that there are some fufu joints in Ghana here that people pack Pajaro, Land Cruiser to go and eat? No, are you aware of that?
Yeah.
So it is not about what you are doing. It is about how well you are doing it. It's about how well you are doing it. It will still attract the great to patronize you. I stretch forth my hands over everybody here that no matter what you are doing with your hands, may God attract great people to you.
Amen.
May the work you are doing attract great people to you.
Amen.
May kings patronize you.
Amen.
May queens patronize you.
Amen.
May rich men and women patronize you.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. You see, recently, I was on social media and I saw a young guy who used to crop my hair at Kwashima. He used to crop my hair at Kwashima. Now, that guy is the one who is cropping the hair of Cristiano Ronaldo's son. Now, he used to crop my hair at Kwashima. There's a barber shop at Kwashima. That's why he used to crop my hair. Now, that boy has been flown from Ghana here. He's cropping the hair for Cristiano Ronaldo. He's on Facebook every time you see him. He used to crop hair just at Kwashima. Small boy, be. Now, what will make somebody fly a Ghanaian that you come and crop my hair? There are Ghanaians that are being flown from here just to go and plait the hair of footballers and superstars. Just go and plait their hair. Now, what plaiting now are they plaiting? That you can't play some. Now, I get what I'm trying to say. It's not saying, but you see, diligence. Seriousness with your work. Solomon says that if you see a man whose ministry will attract great people, he is the man who is serious. If you see a man whose business will attract great customers, he is the one who is diligent. If you see someone whose career will attract great clients and great institutions and companies, he is the one who is diligent at his work. Who patronizes you? It's a function of how serious you are. Because how serious you are will make you package the thing well. How serious you are will make you brand yourself. How serious you are will make you get out of your room chasing for opportunities. How serious you are. You don't lock yourself in your room speaking in tongues. I hear what I'm saying.
Yes.
People are marketing themselves and they are making money. This week I was speaking with Pastor Jonah. He was showing me shirts. shirts that he sold, that Archbishop Chasajasari was wearing last week for our program, and he sold them. But he has never met Archbishop before. Now, somebody has branded himself that he is a designer, and the person goes for the job and comes to them at the grassroots and comes to sew it for them at the grassroots and give them small money, and the person is taking the dollars and the big money for the big men. So the big men think that person is the one sewing, but it is these small, small people in those corners who are sewing it. Say branding. And when you go to the internet, you see that the guy, he has branded himself fashion designer Onimse the edit thread shaping pin. And this guy is sewing, yet he doesn't get the money. Last year, that gentleman came here. He followed one of Bishop Alasari's bishop who came here last year. He followed him. So when I went to tell him, my guy who came with me, he says he knows one of your pastors. Before I saw the history. No, he has been going to sew. Amen. Meanwhile, he is a designer. What I'm trying to say is that the world is following serious people. Branding. Eh? People who are serious with their business out there. People who are adding some touch. Otherwise, they will use you and they will be making dollars. But they will use you. I get what I'm trying to say. I pray for you that may God change your customers in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I hear what I'm saying. I pray, if you are just a shoemaker, I'm not saying stop the shoemaking. What I'm saying is that if you're a shoemaker, may you be producing shoes for presidents, for rich men, for rich women, for people who are moving industries. You see, that is, I had a mate in school, Chase Clothing. You can go to Facebook, you'll see him. Chase Clothing. We were all mates in school. I was lying on this bed, he was lying on that bed in the university. And those days, he is a construction student, but he decided that, he has passion for shoes. So by the time we were there, he would go to Asafo Market or Kejetia, and then the shoemakers there, they will produce the shoe. He will just sit in our room and he will draw the shoe. Then he will go to Asafo Market. Then the local people, then he will give them chicken change. Then he will just take the shoe and add his tag. He will print the tag and paste it inside, brand it, put it on the internet. Today, as I'm talking to you now, great people, you go to Golden Tulip, you see his show. He's exporting shoes, going out. The kind of people that wear his shoes, the kind of people that I see were big men. Big men. You see that when they wear the shoe, there's a certain sign on it, like C. When you see any big man's shoe, Joe Metal used to wear his shoe a lot. C on it. Bishop Alansari, you see that they wear certain shoes, CC on them. Even Kofi Annan, before he died, wore that shoe, C on it. It is for my schoolmate who decided that he'll be a shoemaker. Now, you can also be a shoemaker and end on the Dodoko Street. It all has to do with what? Your seriousness. Tell somebody your seriousness.
Serious.
Clap your two hands for them. There is no breakthrough for lazy people in business. There's no breakthrough. Where do you and cross the line be? Say, we need serious. No matter how talented you are, no matter how gifted you are, you will stay, you will get stuck at a certain level. Yeah. You will get stuck at a certain level. There's no reward for laziness. Career breakthrough does not answer to our desires. It only answers to our diligence. Career breakthrough or business breakthrough does not answer to our desires. Don't you see that every child says they will be a doctor? Oh, come on, talk to me. You have even said some before. Today, you are even struggling to become a something. But when you were young, you said you'll be a doctor. You said you'll be a pilot. And they actually said you'll be a what? Mention what you used to say. Who shall not then outcast our way? But that right exams, now you fail to be serious about the doctor you want to become and serious about your books, and because of that today you are struggling trying to enter into police. You are just struggling. You are struggling. Even that one, you go, they reject you. You go, they reject you. Meanwhile, when you were young, you never said you'd be a police officer. You never said you'll be a teacher. You never. A lot of teachers you see today, they never said they'll be teachers. True or not true?
True.
Oh, go about and ask. You, the work you are doing, is that what you say you want to do? The work you are doing, is that what you don't even know anything about it. The work you are doing, is that what you were dreaming about doing? So about 99% of us here, I can bet you that what you are doing is not what you said you wanted to do. So what I'm trying to make you understand is that if wishes is what makes you successful in your business, then I'm telling you, there will be many pilots in the world, including you. There will be many doctors in the world, including you. But wishes don't produce business success. It is what? Diligence. It's not wish. Nobody wishes to get a... I'm wishing to be first. Do you wish to be first?
No.
You will wish till you die. Because nobody will wish that is... Teacher will give him 100. You must work for it. So success in what you are doing is not answerable to wishes. It's not answerable to wishes. Hard work. Tell somebody about you. Hard work.
Hard
work. Work hard. Work hard. And then die soon. It's hard work. You don't dream it. I can't dream to be a pastor. I have to work hard to become. I can't dream to have branches. I have to work hard to become. I can't dream to grow a church. Like I'm just wishing 1,000 people are in the church. You are wishing you would rather get BP and die. You must work at it. You must work at it. Colossians 3 verse 23. Colossians 3 verse 23. Whatever you do, do it with all your heart. That is, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men. Whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men. Why? Verse 24, he said, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward. So there is no reward for lazy people. There's no reward. He says, whatever you do, whether shoe shine, whatever you do, whether you are selling, you are hawking bread, whatever you do, no matter the work you are doing, you can be successful in it if you apply some force of diligence. If you can apply some force of diligence. If you'll be serious about what you are doing, you'll be successful in it. If you can apply some force, you'll get a reward. Irrespective of divine presence and guidance, laziness can be the greatest hindrance to your success story. Irrespective of divine presence and guidance, laziness can be the greatest hindrance to your success story. What am I trying to say? It doesn't matter if God is with you. It doesn't matter if God is directing you. If you are lazy, God will direct you, but you no go. If you are lazy, God will tell you, do this, you will not do it. If God is with you and you are lazy, you will still fail. Tell the one by you, if God is with you and you are lazy, you still fail. Your pastor can pray for you. If you are lazy, you will still not get it. You may be anointed, but if you are lazy, you will die a lazy anointed person. You will not. Laziness is an arch enemy to any success story. So irrespective of how God is with you, say the nyame o nyame kame ho nyame kame ho nyame be ka ho am wedi nkuku o kese as an say your kwajofo because you are lazy. Because you are lazy. So this year I cannot guarantee your breakthrough if you will not change your lifestyle. If you decide that you will stay in your room all day, I can't guarantee your breakthrough. If you decide that you will not make an effort, I can't guarantee your success. If you will not put in some kind of effort to look for a way out, to do something about the situation, you may think God has deceived you. Isaac's prosperity was made possible on the foundation of hard work. Yeah. It was not just because God was with Isaac. Yes, God was with Isaac. Genesis 26, verse 1 and 2. God appeared to Isaac and told him, don't travel to to Egypt. Stay here. I, the Lord, I'll bless you. I'll be with you like I was with your father Abraham. Yes, that was good. That was great. But Isaac did not become successful just because God was with him. His success was built on the foundation of hard work, on the foundation of diligence. Look at what the Bible said in verse 12. In verse 12, after God had come to promise him that I'll be with him, Isaac didn't sit with his hands in his demi fadje. Is that not what you say? Your hands in your demi fadje. Isaac did not sit with his hands in between his thigh. Isaac did not sit in a room changing channels from UTV to Metro to Accra TV to TV3 to Movie Night to something, something. He did not sit in his house doing that. Some of you, that is your work. Your work is to sit and change channels. Ask the one by you, is that your work? Some of you, even when you have gone to work, you have turned your seat and you are watching the screen. The screen that is meant for customers, you have hijacked the screen. Are you the one pastor is talking about? You see workers who leave their office and they'll come and sit at the reception. They are watching Indian speaking tree. Working hours. Then when the boss car arrives, laziness, and such a person is looking for promotion. Even God will not let you to be promoted. No, God will not even do that. Even God will not allow that. Some people, it is their phone. They are at work, but they are watching movies on their phone. The whole day. Now, they don't need to carry flat screen. No. Their phone is enough screen. Yes. And as you see that somebody's style is in front of you. What style now? Who channel? Who so? What style? Who so? Now, what's here? YouTube. And you are watching. you are hoping an international businessman made himself like a gate man so that you find love. This is a movie title. You are popping it. Now we chat Obi star. Who better than a one tier star? Who better than you claim you are learning? You have opened your science book, and yet there is a movie by your side. You are watching TikTok videos. How the poor girl found love in the eyes of his boss. That's the title of the movie. It's the whole sentence. Meanwhile, you've gone to work. Even God can't bless you. Even God cannot, because you don't deserve it. Meanwhile, your mates are using that same time. They are checking for new styles that have come. They are checking for new ways of doing things. They are working hard. Because listen, your boss may not see you, but God is seeing you. And promotion doesn't come from left or right. It comes from God. Lift up and say, I repent. You don't like my message. Should I stop what I'm preaching? Students, do you like what I'm preaching? Or I should stop your case. I should allow you to watch TikTok and then you say you are solving mass. Look at it. After God blessed Isaac, after God said, "You are blessed, you are with you, I will make you great." Look at what Isaac did. One go. Everybody read. One go. Take it again.
Then
Isaac Isaac did what? Sowed in the land. That hard work. Isaac was a farmer. He was planting crops. He was raising animals. When God told him, I will bless you, he didn't sit down waiting for the blessing. Then Isaac sowed. So after you come to church and we pray for you that this year you will break through, then you too, you work. Then you also step out of your room to search for the job because we have prayed that you will get a job. After we prophesy that you too, you are going to get this, you are going to get that, you also leave the room to go and make it work. Isaac didn't sit down. Then Isaac started sowing. There was no rain. The place was hard. Everybody was running away. But Isaac decided that he would try. God has promised him, so he will try. And then he started sowing. Then the Bible says that God started increasing. Whatever you try to do after today, may God cause it to increase.
Amen.
You are not here. Any of you who try to study, may God cause you to have understanding.
Amen.
And God caused him to increase because he decided to sow. Verse 13, the Bible says that he started becoming great, God, and continued prospering until he became very great. That will be your story.
Amen.
I said that will be your story.
Amen.
In your field of career, you will start growing great until you become very great.
Amen.
In your class, in your school, you will start growing great until you become very great.
Amen.
Whatever that you do. But what? It's on the platform of hard work. Chapter 26, the same place, verse 18. Bible says that when he started planting, he needed water. He didn't pray that God rain down water. You see, Isaac was practicing irrigation. How many of you know irrigation system or farming? Irrigation. Irrigation, that means it's not rainfall. So he has to go about spraying sprinkling the water on it himself. That's irrigation. Isaac was practicing irrigation system in his time. And for him to be successful at the planting and the raising of animals drink a lot of water. And the plant also need water. And for you to have a large plantation, you need a lot of water. So Isaac decided that he would dig wells. Look at verse 18. Verse 18. Everybody read one go. And Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had blocked them after the death of Abraham, and he called their names after the names. So Isaac realized that he needed water, and he went to dig wells again. Dig. Is digging easy?
No.
How many of you can dig a foundation? Digging is not easy. Digging is not easy. When we were digging the foundation of the church, we could not use manpower. We could not. We had to use a machine, a caterpillar, had to come and dig. Now, when you are doing well, you have to go deeper than 6 feet. So it's not easy to dig with. By those days, there was no caterpillar. So for Isaac, say, Isaac. So Isaac, or your compoy juma. Hard work is part of the equation. Pastors don't normally tell you. Hard work is part of the equation. Abraham was hardworking. His son Isaac also had. He dug the wells his father tried to dig and was stopped. He dug them. Not one. Several times he would dig, then they would stop him. Young man, don't destroy your future with this laziness. Don't destroy your future with this laziness. Why should you write remedials again? Why? When I see a student going to write remedials, I become very sad. Why did you go to school for 4 years and you have to still write remedials? Why? Why not when the teacher was teaching? Why? Oh, you are using a different book. What do you mean? So recently, I told one of my pastors, one of my sons who was trying to write remedials, I told him, I said, listen, I took care of you from secondary school all the way. As for remedials, I will not pay. I told him. I said, I will not pay because those who took care of me, I did not make them pay for remedials. Remedials is like punishment to me. Me, I sent you to school, decided not to learn. Now that you have failed, I should pay for remedials. I told him I will not pay.
As for the remedials, you work and pay so that you learn lesson. And I didn't pay. I will not pay. You, if you want to go, because you have the chance. Those who passed, how did they pass? Those who passed, how? Did they have some supernatural help? They just read. But you have decided that you will not study. Or I'm wicked.
No.
I'm a principal person. When I was in the secondary school, I called my year group because they were misbehaving. I was a head prefect. They were misbehaving. They didn't want us to do staying. We call something staying so that we prepare for the wasi. Whilst our mates have gone home or other year groups have gone home. And they were giving, they don't want to pay the money so that we can make the teachers stay to pay us, to teach us. I called them and I told them that, listen, this same money that we say we should pay, that you are saying you don't have, you will not pay, blah, 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 blah. When we finish the school and you fail, you are going to pay times 10, times 5. Do you know remedial is more expensive? Very, very expensive. Very, very expensive. I told them, you are going to pay more to write remedial. But me, I've decided not to write remedial, so let's do this thing. Some of them didn't listen. Truly, true, they failed. And they had to go and pay more money to write remedials. I pray that may you not fail in anything you are doing.
Amen.
You may not be a student, but what I'm saying is that hard work is the foundation that sponsors success in any field of endeavor. Hard work. From academia to pastoral work. I'm telling you, you cannot even be spiritual without hard work. Because it takes hard work to wake up to pray. True or not true?
True.
It takes hard work to read your Bible at one place without dozing off. True or not true?
True.
It takes hard work to stay in one room praying for 5 hours. It's hard work. You can't even be spiritual without hard work. It takes discipline. So my dear, the way you have taken life very, very casual, and you're saying that nyami ne shira nipa, it's very, very true. Nyami ne shira nipa. It's nyami on shira akwajufo. You will not be the first. Nyami on shira akwajufo, and you will not break God's record. You will not. You will not break God's record. Say the first kwajunia nyami shira. Say, mercy, Lord. To be lazy in life and business is to lack understanding of life and success. I have more things to talk to you about laziness. Write what I just said down. To be lazy in life and business is to lack understanding of life and business. To lack understanding of life and success. You lack understanding. So also be a kwajufo pa onintiasie efa brabo any ejuma onintiasie ni all you see the reason why you can sit comfortably now also sat TV channels I won fe foko ejuma is because you lack understand ontin you maybe ase ubeti ase na e too late say and they normally say had I known is better is whatever or always at last they normally say had I known because you lack understanding and had I known is always the excuse of lazy people. When people fail, they say, had I known. May you never ever be like that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Proverbs 24 verse 30. Bible tells us that he who lacks understanding is the same person who is lazy. Look at it. It said, I went by the field. Proverbs 24 verse 30. I'm trying to prove to you that for you to be lazy is because you don't understand that what you are doing is destroying you. You don't understand. You don't understand that what you are doing, oh how one casa udachi, you don't know it. Proverbs 24:30. I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man who lacks understanding. So the slothful, the lazy man, change the version. The lazy man and the one who lacks understanding, they are the same. That means when you are lazy, you lack understanding. It's in the Bible. I went, everybody read with me. One go. I went by the field of the lazy man and by the vineyard of the man devoid of understanding. So a lazy man is a man who doesn't understand what he's doing. May God save us.
Amen.
Young men, may God save us.
Amen.
Young women, may God save us. Verse 31. I love this story. Look at what he said. He said, for there it was, all overgrown with thorns. He went by the field, the farm of a lazy farmer, and it was overgrown with thorns. Its surface was covered with nettles. Its walls were broken down. This is how a business of a lazy man looks like. You can easily see it. So can easily see it. Boxer shorts da, singlet da, shoe da, brazier hang ya. Oh, should I go there? And that we hang ya. Be bia basa. Omo paso, omo pano. Eso ti se false bill. False. Intadie. Emu kitwa, emu kesiye, emu ni aye fi 3 days. Ni na agu impane so. Yeah. Yeah. It's a reflection of this scripture. This scripture says that I went by the farm of a lazy man and I saw that it was overgrown. And nothing I will fear ira ewo kona utmindo. Who you lazy? It's a sign of a lazy person. Your baller can be there for 3 weeks. Now I mean nim sawati food bay ama area mumwa. Area mumwa the whole omedidi. Because your baller can be there for 3 days, 3 weeks. It's a sign of a lazy person. We come to your shop and we don't even get a place to even step in your shop. We can't get a place to step because umma diapers go baby. Also, like in kuko adia odia nu aduani egugufon mo basa poto in your shop. Nyati girl. It's a sign of what? Laziness. If I say how many of you are lazy here, nobody will lift up his hand. I can bet you. Because I'm more in a way of quadruple for her, Obian Pedanisa. Obian Sawafong. But Sammy Bow fear. Sammy Bow, Sammy Bessrao impromptu. Listen. Let me tell you. Listen to me. Anyone here, Obeti se obi ba ofie and sawa ko sese u dem no wona me ne wukasa wo ma bo di na ma frel wona me ne wukasa meti ma bo di na ma frel wona me ne wukasa oti se wadan fu bi ba ofie pe kirin wona me ne wukasa. Because I suffered the me, one am no casano. My bow dinner, my friend, one am no casano. Amen. It has overgrown. And how can your restaurant business attract certain customers when people come, they can't even get soap to wash their hands? Like, there's soap, and name them, yeah, the soap, assume I've blown you the wounds. And enemy, yeah, the key shop same now. Safada so, and the way answer. And I'm remember any biaba, yeah, use liquid soap. Ah, obia top nine seats. Ah, out nasia. But what now? How you know? Did you know? No. Compound no so basa. In crime, in the pay didn't and crime did. Don't come my no wall no so dibi. Very, very bad. Meanwhile, those who are doing the work you are doing, by the time they send the food, proper packaging, neat, bibia shim, toothpick, crash him, toothpick. Because on what jeans say nipa no didi we obey then obey him. Woo toothpick out nibi, who the prior.
Try. Meanwhile, Ope say Obia, Owobi, Obi Owobi. Embram be didi o place. No. I guess what I'm trying to say. The fasting the designer should I come? Emi ya pass emi time asu emi ya, cause ene mi wo message ma akwajufu onu pa. But am I saying something? Cause sometimes muma sofwe juma yedi ndodo. Muma sofwe juma yedi. Muma sofwe juma yedi because yebe bomb pa ya mamusa. Oso ko anawa ko dani apamu. Your pamu ano about say, I've lost my job. Ate na nyamie di uhambo no. It's wawa kwadro na di uhambo. Wow laziness na man confront to ade. Wow laziness. Say they are serving comfort. It's not the best. People move. You open your shop after 9 a.m., 10 a.m. Meanwhile, by that time, obie di die wie. By that time, obie chem or ko ejuma. Meanwhile, anko beti ma stop ya to be view or nche. Laziness. Obi de juma brewa u dadanu. Uman 1 week, edi 3 weeks wa unchen. Edi 3 weeks. Edi 3 weeks. Go on. Oh, next week, on Sabeka. Over balance, me man of Baku and I am a light off. And listen, let me tell you. Listen. Laziness. If they want to present laziness in a nice way, they wrap it with excuses. Laziness is always wrapped with excuses so that it will be presentable and acceptable. Anybody who is lazy, watch it. He likes giving excuses. He likes giving excuses. I would have come, but traffic. My house is far. It is the rapping skills of lazy people. Score excuses. So stop giving excuses. People are traveling from Accra. They go to work at Tema. They still arrive early to sign in. You are in Accra. You arrive at 9. 10. And you say you stay far. You say there's traffic. You are only presenting your laziness with an excuse. Me, I don't buy excuses. I don't buy excuses because where there is a will, there is a way. If you are lazy, you see, I connected somebody to work for someone. The person, the customer has to wake my son up, like wake up. Like the customer, like me, I've given you customer so that you get something to eat. The customer tells you that I go to work around so and so in the morning. Now, can you imagine that the customer must call the driver? That Charlie Menyan Osunyani. The driver, should I come? Or I should stop? Laziness! I didn't pick. So the person called me and the person told me, I can't work with your church member again. I can't work with your church member again because he's too lazy. Like, I have to wake him up. So what I'm talking about real life issues. That this is the reason why people, you can't get certain customers and keep them. You can't. You can't because you are too comfortable. You are too comfortable. Verse 31, quick. And there it was, all overgrown with thorns. Its surface was covered with nettles. Go on, next. 32. When I saw it, and I considered it, I thought about it. I looked on it carefully, and I received instruction. Wisdom came to my mind. What was the wisdom that came? 33. A little sleep. Everybody read, one go. Oh,
A little what? A little what? What will happen to you? Read. One go. So shall your what? Poverty come like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. In other words, when nebema ohia abanyame baso, a little sleep, a little atonko, a little folding of hands. Mabre, mami daga kra, nipansi e wine, nipansi akoko brema in wine. Foolish problems. Now ubu bea esu ni faso ni fa be ebu am be ni na he said that social poverty come upon you suddenly. Social poverty come, and so shall your need come like an armed man. So you see, it's not a witch, oh, it's not a witch. It is your sleeping and your slumbering and your folding of your arms and the excuses you are giving. He says, when you do that, oh yeah, about so now who chair about so. I can't say any other thing the Bible has not said. Finish verse 35. Everybody watch it. Some of you are come to see yourself right now. You are come to see yourself. The child photo. See ya. Turn it. He says what? 35. Quick. Oh. Hey. It's here. My best question. Jump to chapter 26. I have to let them see. Jump to chapter 26. There's something I want. I mean, let me try a photo now. Show. Verse 13. Read 13 and 14. 26, 13. The slothful man, the lazy man says, there is a lion on the road. Say excuse. And I'm going to Juma. It's so talk. I didn't know we fail. Obia on the teacher not try. Then Obia anti as Obia una anti as. They make excuses. Then what happens to them? 14. As the door, everybody watch this picture because you see yourself. As the door turns on his hinges, so do the slothful person turn on his bed. Or say, say uda ube who say uda. Oda kakra. No adalo kakra. No adalo kakra. No adalo kakra. Remember that you are a lazy man. Did I write the Bible? He says that say dear eplu ebiese sana okwajufo no oda. Oda kakra. No oda kakra. No oda kakra. No, what shall it tap night? Oh, no, Sadaka cry. Oh, no, Sadaka cry. It's a sign of a lazy person. Sign of a lazy person. May God save us.
Amen.
I said, Nami onji. Nami onji chanji.
Because
what the devil cannot do in your life, laziness can do it. Oh, Nami Shrav. What's it? I mean, now, we're going to preach good message. I'll be back for you. Obiampe, Edro, me, Edro, San Obiampe. Me, Edro, Obiampe. Obiampe, Edro. Me, San, come, say, Sianka, Oba. Me, San, come, say, Sianka, Oba. Meanwhile, without. Hard work, your prophecy will not deliver. Your prophecy will not deliver without hard work. It takes, Bible says that be like those who followed, who are not lazy, but those who followed with faith and patience the promises and the inheritance. That means that if you will even get your promises from God, you must be hard working.
must be hardworking. Hebrews 6:12, must be hardworking. So laziness is a disease. Tell somebody, laziness is a disease. And it's a curse that empowers you to fail. It's a curse. You know me? So who will be a yadumina? A share? Or a quadrophore? Oh, I'm not joking. I'm not joking. You can say, Obunsame Yewa, or the Nyoma Mienu Netayo, or the Nyoma Mienu, and I be a Mienza, or Obunsame Yewa, or Tum Free Slow, or the Nyoma Bine Yew. See, that's all the quadrobe toso, be dinya rough, and that's all the ma ebe guso, a ma be do rough, and that's all the insa ebe chow, ube jin san rough. Okay, and I said, or the chrono humbetoso, over Bocrono is a subunsam dumiwa in your mamma uni. Conforme brain names say a quadroy and no me. Bobunsam or mawa quadra, and no ma or not me resty. It's answer one casa, you will finish yourself. You yourself will finish your own self. How many of you know that Jacob, upon all the blessings his father blessed him, he had to work hard. Even to marry one wife, he had to work for how many years? 7 years to get one wife. 14 years to get the wife he was looking for. He had to work. His salary was a wife. 14 years. Meanwhile, he was blessed by God. None of the Bible figures were lazy. None of them. When you read Genesis 31, verse 6, and verse 7, look at what Jacob said. He said, and you know that with all my heart, I served your father. I worked. He was telling his wives that you, your father, deceived me and changed my salary 10 times. Have you worked with somebody who reduced your salary 10 times before? But he was still working. Instead of people changing salary upwards, his salary was going down. Like this year, he charged 500 cedis. Next year, he charged 400. Next 2 years, he charged 300. Next 3 years, he charged 10 times. Yet, in the castle. That was Jacob. Yet, he was working hard. Business breakthrough doesn't come on a silver platter. It answers to hard work. So, God did something. Verse 9. So, God has taken away the livestock of your father and given them to me. So, God transferred the wealth of his boss to him. Listen, if you are hardworking, God will transfer the wealth of people to you. May that be your story in Jesus' name. Yes. I said, may that be your story in Jesus' name. Oye juma dia, nyankopon, oma unya, ahundiye. So you cannot be lazy and be rich at the same time. No matter the amount you inherit or get by chance, the curse of laziness is potent enough to finish it in no time. By lotto or by lottery, you may get some big money. But you can never keep big money if you are lazy. It has been said that it is more difficult to maintain wealth than to get wealth. Okay. It's more difficult. Because boom, boom. Cast out. It is difficult to maintain yourself as a rich man than for a poor man to be rich. So when they become rich, they don't sleep. They work. Let me tell you, the world is being ruled by its tired and stressed people. The world. The CEOs, the world leaders, the politicians. They move from here to there. Move from here, business owners, from meeting to meeting. You come home, you can't sleep. You have to study a document because tomorrow you are in another meeting. You are traveling here and there. Just because you see their flamboyant life, you think it's easy. What it takes to maintain it is not easy. It's very, very difficult for a rich man to still remain rich. So maybe your father died and gave you money. It's good for you. But laziness can finish that money in no time because you don't know how to maintain it. That's why people can win lottery, boom, and tomorrow they are poor. The reason is because laziness cannot maintain wealth. Amen. Oh, amen.
Amen.
Proverbs 10, verse 4.
He says, he who is lazy becomes poor, but the hand of the hardworking makes riches. He who is lazy becomes what? Oh, come on, talk to me. He who is lazy becomes what? So if you are lazy, you become? Those from the back, they are not saying it. I said, if you are lazy, you become? That's why I'm saying that when the devil wants to curse you, he makes you lazy. He's making you lazy. He's cursing you. So diligence is what translates wishes into realities. Diligence is what translates wishes into realities. Diligence is the reasonable pressure needed to be exerted upon your prophesied destiny to deliver. Just as you have to press the orange for the juice to come, you have to be hardworking for your prophesied destiny to deliver. Yeah, that's diligence. It's the pressure you give yourself so that the good in you will start showing forth. May every good in you start showing forth in Jesus' name. May every good in you start showing forth in Jesus' name. Proverbs 13 verse 4. He says, the soul of a lazy man desires, yet he has nothing. Lazy man desires. You always be desiring to be first, but you always be last. You always be desiring to have big, big customers, but you always be having small, small ones. The reason is because the soul of the lazy desires, yet he has nothing. But the soul of the diligent, he becomes rich. Hebrews 6:12. I've quoted it already. Don't be lazy, but followers of those with faith and patience inherit the promise. I've told you that this world is run by busy people and stressed people. Visionaries are runners. People who are visionaries, every day they're on the run. Every day they arrive home late. They wake up early. Let me tell you, if you find yourself sleeping more than 5 hours, you are not part of those who are going to be rich in this life. Write it down and argue. You argue. Next 20 years when I meet you, we'll check. I said, write it down. And you tell me that I'm lying. Next 20 years, minu be shia. You say shia next 20 years, you better check. Say, who your default was as so and so you hear me. Well, no. I'm teaching you hard things. I'm telling you that anybody here who sleeps more than 5 hours, you cannot be a kingpin. You cannot be a mugu. You cannot be a very great man. You will be a normal person if you sleep more than 5 hours. Hey, pastor! As I've told you, when you go to your work, go and ask your director how many hours he's able to sleep. Go and look for any big man. And you see them in their Land Cruiser, you think, say, hey, better. Enya better o. Enya better. I was say what gino dey bia eye juma. At least one or two rich people that I know. My adopted father, he couldn't sleep, he got a sickness called insomnia. Do you know insomnia? You can't insomnia obi ontiminda. Because for years he has to work. He works day, he works night. Through the night, he's now dealing with the whites. In the day, he's now dealing with the companies in Ghana. So he doesn't sleep. Now to a point, he has to take medicine before he can sleep. That's the story of rich people. But when you see them, they are big men. When you see them, they are big men. Me say, in a petit tree, we are similar. I'm going to die more than 5 hours. So who will be out that more than 5 hours? I may catch you and say, oh, no, you do level B. Or be normal. But extending to the nations, you can't sleep more than 5 hours. I'm telling you, because a human does so. Be careful. Tell somebody, be careful. Be careful the way you have subscribed to 8 hours of good sleep. Be careful. Momo because the musan wo ewiade na. Eh o me share me hu ye. Shall who ye? Nedi here? Shall who ye? Work hard. Wake up early and get to work early. You may arrive home late. It's part of the life of businessmen. Big men. They don't arrive home early. They arrive home late. Meetings. By the time they get home, they relate with their family. By the time their family goes to sleep, they sit down. Back. They're on their computer. Crack, 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 crack. Reading, studying, checking, business survey, reviewing some proposal, checking some document, some new company they are starting somewhere, on the phone with white men, talking. Hey, don't desire what you cannot do. Don't desire that life you want to be. It's not easy. Don't you see that when people become presidents in the country, all of a sudden they become old? When people become president, look at Obama. He was all black. The moment he became president, changed to white. That is why those who are not strong, they even die when they are in office. Because it's not easy. To run a church, it's not easy. You have to be hardworking. Hardworking. Amen. Amen. Clap your two hands for the Lord. The lazy man, I'm closing. The lazy man is always wise in his own eyes. He always thinks he's smart. Proverbs 26, verse 16. Okwajufo no, eya no jinso ni miansa esi obi a wono. Instead of so be sorry in term we fit in term no onye. Obedru ejume ma obepe ntro bi na wicha. Obi so ni miansa sin the boss. We do a jumemo obey a jumano. I say, jumara ye company, chaya ketwa, boss, no, no, nyakese. Now, or do you so nyansa on ye jumadin? You see, lazy people always think they are wise. They always think that, oh, let me sleep small. When I sleep small, me sorry, may fast, my fat. Lazy people. They always think they are smart. As students, they will not learn. When it's almost time to write exams, then they are now chasing those who have been learning. Oh, can you help me with this? Can you solve this question for me? Then they are looking for a poor. Lazy people always think they are smart. Adam, do you think you are smart? Ask him, do you think in your eyes that you are smart? Look at it. The lazy man is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. He thinks he's wiser than seven real wise people. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Don't go and sit in the office when you are supposed to work. You think you are wiser than your boss. You're on Facebook. Then when they are coming, just put it down. Don't think you are wise. When you are supposed to be on the field, you are doing your own thing. Some of you, you have been, it's not about just going to work. What you do when you go to work reveals whether you are lazy or not. And yes, I will quit Jumani Keke. Say, dear, would you quit Jumanova? And I mean, we are with Jumani time, you know. Excess or a quadrifor. And I say, Nipa, we are Jumadi. Amen. But from today, you are running from that group of lazy people. Amen. I said, from today, you are running from that association of lazy people.
Amen.
And as you put laziness aside, you see that you start rising through your ranks. Start rising from one level to another level. Your business will start rising because you take your time to do it. You do it well. You put in your best. You sacrifice. You package it well. You go the extra mile. You spend time to research. You look for new ways, new things, new skills. You do it well so that you will be successful. Clap your two hands for the Lord.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.